It's the Cool Nerd Beach Show. That's Tia.
And that's Sasha.
Did I take you by surprise?
You did.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was anticipating it, and then in my anticipation,
you went and you took the hit anyway.
I did.
So I didn't take you by surprise.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Here's a little exotic genetics.
I always forget you have to press it out Rainbow of the Puffco. Oh, hello. It's
hello.
The Cool
yes.
Nerd Beach Show.
I didn't see you there.
We are live on Adobe Radio from my apartment.
Live from Hollyweed. It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show.
Thank you, Adobe Radio, for doing this, letting us be on your airwaves, and also for putting billboards up of us.
Oh my God. Our faces are plastered all over L.A. on giant
billboards.
Yours
is double plastered because you got the Dangerous Darren show.
This is true. I never thought I'd see the day.
I'm I don't know. It's pretty rad. We are very, very, very excited about it, and we appreciate Adobe Radio for just letting us be goofballs and then celebrating our goofballery with us. And, you know, giving us a platform to do what we do and talk about weed and stuff.
Yeah, thanks, Adobe.
Yeah, nerd out and be on billboards. I'm very excited. I'm going to take a picture. My husband's really excited.
I went today and took some selfies in front of my billboards.
If you're out in LA and you see them, and there's a bunch of them, there's a bunch of Adobe hosts that are up on the billboards, and it's so wonderful. It's so great. It makes me so happy. They're really awesome. And they're like, if you see them, let us know. Slide into your DMs.
DM your selfies.
We got a couple today. We got a few peeps that saw them around. So I'm stoked.
Super stoked.
Yeah. Thanks, Adobe. So, what's happening in the world? Oh, today's show will be interesting.
Yeah, there's always a lot. There's a lot going on in the world of cannabis, constantly evolving.
It's kind of like the same stuff over and over again, right? Like a little bit, because the country is weird, or the world is weird.
It's a strange. Well, yeah, it's a strange world we live in.
Like, but I was just thinking about the vape thing.
Yeah, did that go away? Did anybody stop shipping vapes?
Yeah, I think they all had to stop. I mean, I don't know what the black market is doing, but I feel like everybody had to stop doing it.
Puffco was actually, I got an email from Puffco, and they were still trying to figure out if they were actually allowed to ship the Puffco Pros or the Peaks. Does that count as vaporizers?
We
weren't sure.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Yeah, no, there's always something that's interesting and evolving. And, being in LA and stuff, you just kind of are like, oh, yeah, the rest of the world, the whole world. and everybody does things differently around the country. And it's going to take a minute. And then, it'll either be like, all or nothing. All these states that are still so behind will be bombarded with the market, and I don't know. Cannabis marketing is looking like people are. I've been seeing more seminars popping up and stuff like that. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Cannabis and stuff like
there's
that.
There's all kinds of business B2B biz kind of biz. Virtual conferences, but they're actually now that we can go out in public again and things are coming back to normal, the seshes and the conventions will start happening again.
Yeah.
They are, man. I think I saw one in Oklahoma posted.
Really?
Yeah.
There was a lot of weed billboards in Oklahoma. If Adobe was out there, we would be popular on whatever highway I was on. But I saw a bunch of weed billboards in Oklahoma. I was surprised.
We should let them know to put just post one up in Oklahoma for us.
Yeah. I'm sure Smokelahoma would
would appreciate, the nerds.
So these United States of cannabis. We used to do that, remember? I would like, we'd start the show, we'd talk about like LA stuff. But really there's nothing to talk about. I mean, LA is LA. Like there's black market and there's weed and that's what LA is right now. It's pretty great.
We LA's,
you know, it's good. It's good life out here with weed. But so there's nothing really to report.
I'll give you the scene report from LA.
Yeah.
But when it's happening again, it's the same. Status quo. We're living the dream.
Yes,
in Los Angeles.
Which is good. So, well, we used to start out with that. And then we'd talk about, like, the United States of America.
But we're just going to jump into the rest of the United United States.
I just felt like I had to go down memory lane because we got a billboard. And that's, like, a very monumentous occasion.
It is. We celebrated with some Taco Bell.
With some Taco Bell. Oh, yeah. What a great celebration. It was pretty. It was a perfect way to celebrate getting a billboard in LA, and also, yeah.
And with this exotic genetics.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna. That's what I was gonna say. And then I lost my train of thought because I'm kind of high. I'll tell you the truth, I had a couple edibles before you came over.
Oh, you did. I had one edible.
So I heard.
This is
Yeah, sure. If you wanna.
Okay.
Before we go into Louisiana, you can tell me what.
This was the first time for me. So I was cleaning out my medicine cabinet, and I found a pack of, was it CBD Alive?
Yeah.
CBD Alive.
They were so good.
Made lots of great products, but they made one of the only companies that I've seen that actually made a suppository.
Yeah.
So, I'd never tried them before, and I recommended them to people. So.
I recommended them to everybody. I tried them. I made my own, too.
You did?
Yeah. I made them out of RSO, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's serious business.
Well, because it was, like, for, like, you know, pre-cancer and cancer
yeah.
stuff. So, like people would come in for that sort of stuff, and they would, like, get the mold or ask where you can get the molds and stuff like that, and, like, you can just get them on Amazon and
make them. They say put them in the refrigerator to keep them cold so they're not as bushy and they'll slide in. And I was actually surprised at how easily it slid into my anus.
I'm glad to hear that.
And
that's what they're made for. They're made for easy insertions, man.
It's
that's how everything
wasn't
should be.
Absolutely.
I don't know why,
but it's true. It was only
should
like a 25 to 1. So there was like 25 milligrams.
It's the most efficient way to carry your medicine.
I have to say, it absorbed rather quickly.
It's supposed to.
And it's very efficient. It worked.
People with IBS and such, it worked. That's awesome.
It worked. It was.
Did you feel euphoric?
I did feel. I felt a little euphoric and relaxed.
Yeah.
It was a little different. It was more body. I feel like it just absorbed into my body.
That's awesome. I've used them. But in both methods of insertion for me, and because there was another brand I thought that made like female for cramps. I thought they had
Foria.
Might have been. I think it might have been Foria.
So.
They were great. They were awesome. And like I firmly recommend suppository method. Of cannabis, definitely. You'll feel it. I mean, it's a different method of getting it into your body, which we're actually going to talk about later on as well, too. The different vehicles of delivering cannabis to your body. This is an efficient one. You found success. I'm glad. You should keep that up. It's probably healthy for you.
I think I'm going to. There's like 8 in the pack, so I want to use them all.
I think
and
you should.
I might go back for more.
Yes.
Maybe a higher THC. I don't know. That might be my new way of ingesting
cannabis. I have them. They probably aren't as easy because I've had them for a while. They probably got to thaw out a little bit. But yeah, those will you'll feel those. But they're good for people who have like bad tummy stuff or cancer, yuckies, you know, anywhere. And it's a very efficient method. So, yeah, this is an educational show.
Breaking ground here. And we have a billboard.
I'm just going to mention it periodically throughout the show.
Did you mention that we have a billboard?
What? Where is it?
There's one at La Cienega and Rosewood, and then there's another one on Rowena in Silver Lake.
I want to see them with my face. Let's see them with my face and be happy about them. We got a lot of support about it. I think that's why I feel good. Because, you know, like, some people are like, yeah, take that, teacher. And I'm like, I have a lot of supportive teachers in my life. So I'm glad it made me feel happy. Anyways, moving on to Louisiana.
Yes.
Another good thing in the world of cannabis,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Louisiana House voted to legalize medical cannabis in flower form, which is crazy that they didn't have it and they weren't able to get cannabis medically great. In flower form. And then they also advanced a bill to sort of pave the way for adult use or recreational cannabis.
Mm. Well, that's great. That's great. Yeah. That's great. That's pretty crazy that you couldn't
the Deep South.
Yeah.
Is changing, you know, right. I'm pretty sure they voted in medical cannabis several years ago, but you know, the idea that you can't have flower is.
This is not related to Louisiana. Sorry, okay. I said this show was going to be crazy. I feel like I definitely have some sort of like attention thing today.
What do you got?
Just put this on the hold. Did you see that about Delta 8? That like lawmakers. I don't know if it was just a hype article on Instagram, but so I didn't want to put it in our pre-show notes. But it was like. Lawmakers are scrambling to figure out if this should remain legal or whatever. I don't even know where I saw it. Did you see it?
It was like Delta 8 is CBD on steroids.
Yeah, and like there was
or
like
CBD on crack.
And it was
which is what they want to do when they want to exaggerate the fuck out of anything and probably scare you, telling you that something's on steroids or crack or I've seen that. Was it CNN?
Anyone.
Was it a CNN article?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Or was it just like?
But it was. Yeah, it was. I was like, oh no, they're gonna make it illegal. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. They're onto it. I knew they would be. I knew we wouldn't. It wouldn't last.
I feel like we should have never proposed the question of how this is possibly legal.
Like, did we
put it out there?
It's our fault. We do have that power. We do have a billboard. Well, that's what this show is going to be called. So good for Louisiana. That's exciting. That's very exciting. I hope it goes smoothly there. It'll be. Yeah. So. They're just like starting that whole process. What was the other one? Virginia?
Virginia.
They have like a date, but they also have some weird.
Virginia has some strange laws. But
whatever. I mean,
Louisiana's like got a permit process going.
Yeah. So they're like there.
Personal cultivation permits.
Yeah.
And, you know, Louisiana has been hit hard by the opioid crisis.
Many
places, and even like rural Louisiana has been hit very hard. Okay, here's another thing. Could you imagine? Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras, New Orleans.
Yeah.
It's in Louisiana.
It is.
I've always gone through and been able to smoke. Didn't seem like it was ever an issue. They probably have bigger problems in New Orleans, but imagine going and being able to legally purchase cannabis.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, that's so big. It's so big. It's so big. It is crazy that they didn't have flower, but good. I'm glad it's finally getting done. Because this was signed in last year. It's 2021, right? Yeah. This was signed in last year. And it's just taken a minute. So they're there. They're doing it. They're in. Let's go.
Things move a little bit slower in the South. But,
well, it takes everybody a minute. Like, well, in Virginia, it's not until like 2024 or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. In Virginia.
That's 3 years from now.
So Virginia, adult use cannabis will be legal on July 1st, but there's no place to get it.
Yeah.
And you,
so it's legal, but you can't,
there's no, sell it. There's no, there won't be any shops or retail
until new storefronts
until 2024.
Yeah. So, but you can like gift it with other things. It's like one of those systems. We always like talk about it.
Oh yeah. So, okay. It's, oh, what a strange loophole it is. So you can have, if you're over 21, you'll be able to have, up to an ounce, but if you have more than an ounce, but less than a pound, it's like a $25 fine. So, and if you're,
and this is only until they get their storefronts.
Only until they get their store, yeah, until they get their storefronts going. So, you can grow a certain amount for personal use and then gift it to somebody else, but you can't sell it. So the way, yeah, the workaround here is that you are buying a Cool Nerd Weed t-shirt for $30.
Right.
And it's going to include 2 grams of flour.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
If we were in Virginia.
If we were in
setting up.
It's that sort of, which is, you know,
which is tricky.
Yeah, I, because you can't get caught with it. So it's like, what, you know, I don't know what to even recommend as.
You can gift up to an ounce. So
you can get caught.
So with the Cool Nerd Weed tracksuit for $300, it comes with an ounce of the finest greens available in Virginia. I would say
I
they
like
probably,
our merch ideas. That's a these are good. It has to be our faces, right?
Of course, yeah. Of course.
That's our logo forever. Sorry, not sorry.
You know, like I see zip ups with I'm on one side and you're on the other.
Yeah, like your butt.
Well, I haven't even gotten to the butt section.
Those are,
well, I think it might just say like nerd on the back.
Yeah.
On the butt.
Or like a CNW.
Yeah, like a full, like a.
Yeah. Thank you for workshopping this with us. So I'm glad we can have this relationship with our listeners. Merch is coming up. Yeah, Virginia, I don't know. I guess this is good. Yes. This is great. This is good. It's just weird. It's just strange. It's just weird. Just have this in your mind if you're driving across country. That's very cool to do right now. And always, I did it a bunch. Just be aware of what where you're going. And, you know, you can have an ounce or something or what?
Yeah, an ounce. You can have an ounce. That's great. If you live there and if you want to grow and you can have 4 plants not visible to public. Or to the public, and I would keep it a secret.
Yeah, keep it low key.
Low key. Keep your four plants. I don't know. There's a lot of rural areas they can.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll get it going in Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll figure it out. It'll be smooth sailing.
Damn. Mm. Well, if you can grow. Keep it to 4, but if you get between 4 and 10, it starts becoming a $250 fine. Damn. And if you start going over 10, you start getting into felony territory. So,
man, why? Like, well, but it's just because it's, yeah.
It's just, it's kind of convoluted.
Yeah,
it
is.
You're getting there. And I guess they don't want people to go crazy.
It's just.
It doesn't say there's in any of these states where you can grow your own. It doesn't say how big your plants can be. So if you grow giant bushes in the Virginia soil. I think it's going to be some fire outdoor.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably really, really right. Yeah, it's that, like, I mean, I've always actually really, I have heard that, like, that area of the country gives you some fire outdoor, just by people who, just by anecdotal tales. So I can only imagine the good stuff that's going to come, the good harvest that will come from recreational or illegal Virginia plants. Just be careful when you're doing stuff, you know, until it's, you know, just know your rights.
Yes, know your rights.
Yeah, stuff like that.
You have the right to remain silent.
Shut the fuck up when the pot lawyers who I always send you on TikTok, I love them. They're like, shut the fuck up when the police ask you questions or something like that. Like, don't say a word.
I do not wish to discuss my day. Am I free to go? Are you detaining me? Am I under arrest?
Yeah, if not, then if you don't know the reason why you've been pulled over within like the first couple seconds of why you've been pulled over. All those things. Make sure you know those things.
Shut the fuck up.
But
all of them. But it's all, yeah, all of the lawyer TikToks. That's their advice. It's good advice.
It is. And you just have to know like what state you're in. And you just like know where you're going. Like the internet's a good resource, you know. I saw somebody like this comedian. It was like, I think it was on the blacklist posted that they were like posting how to like travel with weed, and like I highly suggest that you don't talk about that.
Yeah,
it really annoyed me. And she's like a big name comedian, but and I don't want to talk shit because we're on a billboard, so I don't but you know what I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick, but it's so dumb. Don't do stuff like that. Don't we're gonna talk about like the weird stigma that we have to fight anyway in a minute. And, like, it's, like, just talk about how to do illegal stuff. Don't do that. Like, figure it out. And be low-key. And don't, you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. It's like being a magician. And then Fox comes out and does that Magician X show. And they give away all of your best magic tricks.
Yeah. Don't be uncool, man. And also, like, you don't want to, you know, let's say you're going to a state that's, like, doing these weird middle ground rules and shit. That means that they're, like, that they're creating laws around stuff. So don't do stuff that's wrong out in the open. That's my parentheses. But for the sake of... For the sake of everything, don't do stuff that's wrong, please. And then post about it on TikTok. Like, what are you doing?
Come on.
That's just like basic criminal behavior. Like, not even your like base level fucking pot dealer in college would do that. You know what I mean?
It's like rapping about you killing somebody and the case is still open and not against you, and you come out and snitch on yourself. Dry snitch.
Oh no. Don't dry snitch him. Yeah.
But
yeah.
But you know, back to Virginia, just for quickly. There's some good things happening, and there's legislation that says that all of your misdemeanors for cannabis will be automatically sealed, and then if you have further issues that might be more than minor, that you will be able to have them expunged, but it might take some time because apparently the Virginia state system is a little bit antiquated in their record keeping.
I feel like that's a common problem.
That is a common problem. It's a common thread, but you know, we're addressing the
but
social
at least it's
issues.
Yes, at least there'll be first steps in doing that, and just getting, hopefully there's some equity going on there, or no, Like,
yeah, there's retail and social equity is built in.
Yeah,
so try to help the people that have been disparaged by the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's important. That's very important to put in every single cannabis law. You know, it needs to be like sped up, but it's okay that it's taking some time because it'll be done. And I remember when it first got passed, that Prop 64 got passed here, and like people were like coming into the shop and they were like, how do I start that process? Like, who do I talk to? And I was like, well, go to Normal or go to the BCC or whatever. And you should, and they did, they had like resources, but it did take, like, some people were like, it's taking a really long time, or I have like more than one felon or more than one charge. And I'm like, you know, that's like stuff you could take up with them, but at least the conversation is there and you know, you're on the road to, and like people were very in earnest, like excited about that element of the law.
And we could point them in the right direction.
Yeah,
which is,
yeah, there was a direction to point them to.
We actually had a direction.
It wasn't like, oh, you're fucked.
Yeah, sorry.
On some dumb shit, like on some shit that shouldn't have fucked you in the first place. So that's a plus, right?
That is a plus. That's positive. Positive progress. PMA.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah, we're gonna take a break, and then we're gonna come back. I'm not sure what we're going to do, though. We should talk about it.
We should.
In the break.
Well, let's play some music.
Yeah, we're gonna take a break, play some music, and then we're going to come back. We're such divas all of a sudden. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to mention it anymore. We'll be right back.
The nerds will be right back. It's never too late to join the sesh.
Yeah, pass that here.
Your way. Come on, have your way with me.
the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And that was Take It Back Sunday. I don't know. I just felt like playing Take It Back Sunday. What do you want from me? It's a good day to do that. And we're on the Cool Nerd Weed Show. Are you happy with your...
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yes, I am.
I had to turn us down.
Thank you. No, I said... Sounds buttery and smooth.
Yeah. Buttery and smooth. Yes, that is what they say about your voice.
Thank you, Sasha, the engineer, producer, wearer of many, many, many hats.
Yes, thank you for thanking me. We've been doing this show for a long time.
Yes, we have. I looked. It's like 3 years since its inception.
Yeah, well...
Maybe
we incepted it like a year before we got it off the ground.
True, it was
a few months. We like talked about it. You like started an Instagram, and then like we kind of didn't know what to do from there.
We did a few episodes in the garage.
We did. We did it. Yeah, we did one at Dangerous Darren's house.
Oh yeah,
Dangerous Darren's show's house.
Borrowed some gear.
Yes.
I have a billboard for that too.
You do. You are on multiple billboards in the city. You're on four streets. Four full ass streets.
You know, it sounds hilarious when you say it out loud. look at this smile. I am smiling ear to ear.
Yeah. No, I wasn't. Did you think I was making fun of you?
No.
No. I meant that. Yeah. That was sincere. I have a smile too, right?
Yes, you do. Okay. You are smiling. I'll describe it.
The vein popping out of my forehead. Okay, so. All right, I'm going to have to come back. Can we do more dabs?
Yes, yes.
I'm...
Here you go.
I don't know. We're going to be all over the place on this again. It's going to be probably our Huff and Puff too, just in case you wanted to know. But this is kind of making its way around the internets. And we kind of like talk about it sometimes because we've experienced it, just not in this brand.
We did.
Yeah. So, okay. So Cannabumps is a thing that maybe you'll see on the internet. We're not sure. As we go through it more and more, we're like not sure if the industry is being punked or not. But it's been getting its like... It's been making its rounds, and it made its way to Leafly, and they feel very strongly that it should not be a thing. So it's what it sounds like. It's weed through your nose, like cocaine, in a cocaine-esque style. It's called Bumps, which is this kind of like the street term
for
doing cocaine,
yeah.
Which is, you know, a little bit ratchet, I guess. Like, that's true. I don't remember what it was called when we did it. We did, full disclosure,
okay,
we did do it.
We got some...
What?
It's one of our first shows, and we...
You can go back and listen to it. It's hilarious.
We actually...
We have pictures of it on our Instagram.
We do.
Fucking...
The evidence is all there.
I don't want my mom to see that one, but
no,
it's out there,
it's
so...
It's questionable.
But,
at,
you know...
Best. So, we... We'll start at the beginning.
Okay.
So we got some CBD isolate. So not even CBD, THC isolate from THC Design, and it was meant to put in food or whatever. And I asked a scientist, "Can I snort this?" And I asked a wizard, and he's kind of like a scientist.
He is a scientist.
He's like, "Yeah, totally, it would work." And we tried it.
We did
4 years ago.
Yes, just about.
So, you know, I felt fantastic.
it definitely, like, I mean, okay.
It does work.
It does. It does work very quickly. This Cannabumps is, like, kind of claiming to dose it out. So we didn't have that kind of, we didn't dose it. So we did what we thought would be.
Comes with a little little spoon, as you could imagine, and a little vial of Cannabumps. And
okay,
you know, there's a lot of people are very mad at this.
Yes, there's like so a lot of people's opinions are that it just kind of brings a bad name to weed because it's like there's so many people who are trying to get out of the stigma of the war on drugs, and I guess this kind of brings a sort of ratchetness to cannabis. And when you're trying to like elevate it and make it whatever, I guess that like it can be seen as
some sort of degen behavior.
I think
the way that most of the industry is,
that's what
is
we're
reacting
seeing. Because we're trying to find it now, like we're trying to find the company and we're trying to find like, you know, really where it is, and like they, it looks like they're like pulled, like they're
the company was CBD Living has been around for about 7 years, and then they made some fucking bullshit water.
Yeah, it was dumb.
It didn't say how much CBD was actually in it.
It was weird.
And it was weird, and it was hemp. And
it was everywhere, though.
It was everywhere. Everybody had it. I don't know how or why. And then they, based on that, they started the THC Living company. And I can't find any products.
Sounds fraudulent.
For this one, except Cannabump seems to have been pulled from
the shelves
and website. It's a legal company. They have a license. They haven't really commented on any.
No, they've been silent.
Any of this.
The website reads, so there's like, so the way they're like, so Leafly kind of like links you to their like this like blog website that's like their promotional materials that wound up on this blog site, I guess. And it was like the like wording on the website is like, you know, cannabis are intended to permit THC atoms to move straightforwardly into the blood flow through the nasal pit, bypassing the liver and stomach related framework for surefire impact with a lovely trickle and no sharpness. I don't know if trickle, if people want, you know, I don't know how common that terminology is to soccer mom fucking Sandy getting her, you know, weed cigarettes from.
And it's.
That's maybe what these people are saying, I think. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's kind of like a, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's
and then it's like vegan.
It's okay. Like, yeah, non-GMO. it's gluten-free. Obviously, it's gluten-free.
It's weird to see, like, each bump gives you 2 milligrams of THC.
Yeah, that's like, it's a little measured spoon. So you get 2 milligram THC bump.
People are
really pissed off.
Yeah.
At this.
Oh wait, I'm on their Facebook now.
Oh, they have a Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wait. Not now.
So. Okay.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So a lot of people are thinking that it's bad for the consumer. It's bad for the industry.
It's just a bad look.
It's a bad look, and lawmakers and future states of the emerging cannabis markets will look at this as and use it as reefer madness and the old gateway drugs. And look at this, you know, what's next? Injectable cannabis. And this is how your people like the governor in Nebraska is going to try to spin this to,
right,
you know, it's going to ruin your children.
Yeah. So in that sense, it just kind of like brings us back a little bit. Yes, I can see that for sure. Like where there, as if there wasn't already enough stigma on consuming cannabis, you know.
So they actually, within Leafly, they're saying that we speculated that the whole thing was a joke. Oh, it is delicious.
They're saying that too.
That it was a joke, but unfortunately, the product does exist, is what they're saying. This product does exist, and because the THC Living released a statement.
They did.
Yes. Would you like me to read the statement?
Sure.
A few months ago, our client was approached by a third party that sought to utilize our client's proprietary formulation in the creation of the Cannabumps product. As soon as our client learned more about the product, it took the temperature of its customers and those in the industry to gauge how they felt about Cannabumps. Because of its own concerns, those expressed by consumers, and the misgivings of those in the industry, our client has made the decision to terminate any license granted to any third party that would use its proprietary information to produce or market a product like Cannabumps.
Okay.
So I guess what they're saying is that they partnered up. They white labeled.
Okay.
They were using their product for a licensed company that did this merchandising and packaging, and took an existing product, which is THC isolates, and packaged it into a form like we had with THC Design
where that was meant for
cooking or putting into a drink.
Yeah, that didn't say this is for your nose.
It definitely did not say.
Like, I just was like,
I was like, I could put that in my nose.
And I was like, let's do it. This is our second show together. I think my fourth time ever hanging out.
Let's
freaking do it. And you know, we'll get it on the final Huff and Puff. We'll talk about our personal feelings, right?
That's what
we're planning on doing.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about this a couple more minutes. We'll take a break, and then we'll talk about personal feelings. You know,
but sort of felt like we were getting punked as the industry.
It did, and there was, excuse me, they were comparing on Leafly to, like, you know, the Stony Patch Kids or whatever. Like it's, or like even like the Gushers. Like they're like black market weed.
Oh, for
that
sure.
That has
yeah.
like 600 milligrams, and it is 600. This is 600 milligrams too. The Cannabumps, I think.
Well, 600 is magic in the trap world because you can't make a full pack of gummies or any edible more than 100, but you can have it in pill form, higher limits or in isolate form.
I thought in pill form you could have like up to like 1,000.
So 2,500.
Why is it 600?
600? I don't know. Maybe that's like just a good number to like break it down. It's more than 100, but it's less than 1,000.
But it's a lot. That's still a lot. Like that's a lot. That's claiming to be very a lot.
Okay, so 600 2-milligram THC bumps. That's 300. That's 300 fucking bumps.
No.
In your...
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Yeah. Each bump is ten milligrams. No. Each 10 milligram bump gives 2 milligrams of THC.
So there's only 300 milligrams in there.
It says 3-gram compartment has 600 milligram total THC.
I'm gonna need a calculator for this.
Weird drug dealer math, peeps.
Okay, so you've got 3 grams.
The promotional products are, yeah, it says 3-gram compartment has 600 milligram total THC. The promotional stuff looks like, it looks like very hastily written. Like it doesn't look like it is, not only is it like, I don't know, a questionable product in a lot of people's eyes, it's also like poorly rolled out. Like, you know, if you like cocaine, that's like the definition of friggin' what they say a gateway drug is, and it's kind of, you know, not doing us any favors. Okay, we're gonna take a quick break, you know, formulate our thoughts about Cannabumps. What a world. What a weird world.
What a strange, strange planet.
But I love it. I love all of it. And we're going to come back, but we'll be right back.
The final Huff and Puff. with TS and Sasha.
Did you time? Sorry, I fucked it up. Did you time that?
I did.
On purpose? Okay. I think I always tell when you're like focusing on,
like, on my breathing.
Hitting a, it's what they call on radio hitting the post, but that's not the same what we're calling it. But
hitting the Puffco post.
Hitting the Puffco post. That's what you do, and that's what professional Billboard radio people do.
That's right. That's right. While I'm drinking my liquid death, murdering my thirst.
We love liquid death in this fucking house. Love you, liquid death. I love it so much. It's really good. This is really good. What is it?
Rainbow 5.
Yeah, I was Exotic like, where did this genetics. Come from? And you're like, I bought it a long time ago. And we didn't smoke it.
We didn't. I don't know why. It got lost in the shuffle.
I'm disappointed in you.
Hey, well, but it finally came out. You can't be that disappointed.
No, I'm not. I take it back. Oh, you're so charming. You can't just charm your way out of everything with those baby blues and your good concentrates. You know, it's TS's birthday week this week.
Oh, yes, it is.
So just had to point that out. We're going to have a nice, good 2021 birthday. He kicks off the season with his Taurus bullhorns. And then comes me in June. And nobody else. In
nobody
June.
Else.
and then all the Leo babies come. Actually, Alexa kicks it off as as a Pisces. Her birthday was in March. She's going to be on the show next week. Plexiglass.
Oh, yeah. We've got very Alexa. Exciting that is news. Exciting.
Yeah. She's got so many good things coming up. And I'm fucking stoked to have her on the show. So, Huff and Puff.
The Whoa. Final huff and puff.
That was fucking disgusting. Yeah, sorry. I never cough like that. That was so horrible. What are we talking? Oh, yeah. Okay, cannabumps.
Cannabumps.
Okay, personal opinions. Go.
Okay. Yes.
So we talked about what the industry thinks, and the industry, they think cannabumps bad. No good, dirty sort of stigma for weed in the industry. You think...
I tend to agree, but I am a believer in, I'm a contrarian better, and sometimes you got to see things from all angles and all sides of the coin. Okay. So let's just say, for example, that somebody is addicted to,
the cocaine
or heroin and they're snorting it.
Through the nose.
It happens a lot. And, you know, sometimes it's the act of doing a certain like habit and the act of doing it. Let's just say that these cannabumps could help somebody with their addiction. Cocaine or heroin addiction. Is anything wrong with that?
I agree with that personally. That's kind of how I wanted to look at this. I don't know if this was just like a grab for attention or whatever. I don't know what the intention was behind it. If it, I knowing the company now, I don't think it's like an altruistic intention like that. Like, because it doesn't say that. You know what
it
I mean?
Does
in,
not,
in,
no.
In the promotional materials, that would be something that I would promote. I would say if you, in a some sort of medical way, I don't know how, like. Like,
well, maybe not call it bumps.
Maybe not call it bumps. Exactly. Call like maybe bumps. Not use like this like
the cocaine slang right. terminology.
Exactly.
The street terms.
But I do agree with what you're saying, and just like there's stigma around cannabis, there's also stigma around addicts of other forms, and I don't like that we're kind of calling one thing. Yeah. Dude, I don't know how to say it without like I don't like that we're like let's not stigmatize cannabis users. Now I'm not saying we shouldn't stigmatize cocaine and addiction because addiction is rough, but I also don't think we should like call them names. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, we're supposed to be above all of this.
Yeah, is for help and care. Like we're not above it, you know? Like addiction is real, and addiction doesn't really discriminate. So I think we have to take that into consideration. And if this is a product that can maybe kind of do the reverse of what people are saying and destigmatize that sort of addiction, that way they can kind of get better and like use weed, so it's like double getting better. Like that's just, that just speeds up your recovery.
Nobody was mad or really speaking out about is in such fury that when the cannabis syrups came out,
like the scissors,
like syrup, like weed lean.
No.
And all the killing. You know, it comes in, comes with double cups.
Yeah,
and
that was like a cultural.
Tell you how to make it. And
people died from lean.
People died from lean. And, you know, when the same thing, they said, when I talked to somebody that made one of these, one of the dudes from Slacktivist that made it, they were like one of the original syrup.
Yeah. Strong.
Syrup. That was really strong. I don't know what was in it, but
it was really strong. It was really strong.
And they said, you know, this is also like the lean culture of people drinking cough syrup and mixing it.
Yeah.
Is killing people. So if we can get them to convert to our product, which is cannabis
really
based, you can get really stoned.
It's
you
really
can
smart.
you can get off of the opioid and benzene, the cough syrups.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, that's, you know, the industry wasn't really up in arms about that particular thing because it wasn't always presented as a one or other. It was seemed like,
yeah. It's hard either way, because like I tend to be more sympathetic to lean to what you're saying, because you know I think we should all treat each other with kindness and you know kind of like calling out people who use drugs through their nose or who can't help it or can help it and that's just their drug of choice. Like putting shame on people is not what the industry is about. So, however, putting like a stupid, you know, like a slang term on it and not coming at it from the angle of medicine is also a stupid move on this company's part.
It is. It looks like just the promo photo just looks like straight powder cocaine. And it's presented exactly like powder cocaine.
They give you like a spoon. That's insulting. It is. It's insulting because it's like, again, to me, it doesn't make sense. Like, I'm just like, what if it's clearly not for, you know.
Somebody actually got paid to come up with this idea and then paid to have it manufactured and produced.
And I don't think they were making it for, maybe they were making it for the soccer mom who wants to try cannabis. But I'm going to bet they were not. Like for the grandmother who like wants to go to the dispensary for the first time. She's like, oh, cannabums, cool. We were like ripping those when I was in my 20s.
I felt like I could bring my mom to this place, but then I saw the cannabums.
Yeah, so,
and
yeah, so maybe that should be taken into consideration. However, we should treat each other with kindness, right? And that's kind of what you're saying, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Compassion.
That's what I'm saying. A little compassion.
A little compassion goes a long way in the industry.
But I like to look at things. Sometimes the opposite way. All the way through.
So that's what we do on our show.
Here.
We're familiar. And what are the other things on our billboard?
Authentic. And sticky-icky. And we're nerds.
And we, we like to present all the opinions. And good job, TS.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Follow us on Twitter. I didn't even tell you to do that. I must be high. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Find us anywhere else, Cool Nerd Weed Show, whatever platforms are still up there. Find us on them. We're there. We're on YouTube. TS is Martin Scorsese-ing those clips, just cutting them up, making our show on the YouTubes. And we have Plant Based on Adobe Radio. You should watch that because it's awesome. It's our cooking show.
Yeah, there's more episodes of Plant Based coming soon.
Yeah, and they were fun, and we want to do them forever. And thank you, IW Radio, for giving us this wonderful time. And thank you for listening to us. And
don't panic.
It's organic.